Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Union Bank of India earnings conference call for the period ended September 30th, 2023. The bank is represented by the Managing Director and CEO, Ms. A. Manimekhalai, Executive Directors, Shri Nidhu Saxena, Shri Ramasubramanian S., Shri Sanjay Rudra, and other members of the top management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sunil Kumar Jadli, Deputy General Manager. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I, Sunil Jadli, Head of Investor Relations, welcome you all to this Union Bank of India earnings con call for the period ended September 30th, 2023. The structure of the con call shall include a brief opening statement by respected MD and CEO, Madam, and then the floor will be open for interaction. Before getting into the con call, I will read out the usual disclaimer statement. I would like to submit that there are certain statements that may be discussed during the investor interaction may be forward-looking statements based on the current expectations. These statements involve a number of risks, uncertainty, and other factors that cause the actual results to differ from these statements. Investors are therefore requested to check this information independently before making any investments or other decisions. With this, I now request our respected MD and CEO, Madam, for her opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon. I hope that all of you are able to hear me. It is my pleasure to welcome our analysts and investor community for Union Bank's financial results for the quarter ended September 2023. You are one of the major stakeholders for the bank, and we are grateful for your continued support and feedback that helps us to take informed decisions. The Indian economy continued to be resilient amidst uncertainties in the global environment. During the quarter, we have seen economic activities have performed better, improved GST collection, pickup in the automobile sales, strong traction in the UPI payments, expansion in manufacturing and services. However, there are concerns emanating from the ongoing geopolitical tensions, slowing external demand, volatile oil prices, moderating elevated inflation. Our bank's business and financial results continued good momentum during the Q2 FY 2024, with good set of numbers in terms of profit, asset quality, and capital adequacy, among others. During the quarter, our bank successfully raised equity capital of 5,000 crore via the QIP on August 25, 2023. This is one of the largest equity capital raising program in the PSB space in the recent times. This demonstrates the continued faith all of you have on the bank's growth trajectory and prospects. During the quarter, domestic rating agencies have upgraded their outlook on bank's Basel III compliant bonds, while CRISIL, ICRA, and India Ratings upgraded their outlook from stable to positive. CARE upgraded their rating to AAA with stable outlook. This demonstrates the bank's sustained improvement in the asset quality, improved earnings over the past few quarters, alongside steady balance sheet growth and adequate capitalization. Quite recently, the bank has undertaken one of the pioneering initiative by launching Union Bank's first-ever women's hockey team. On the inaugural day, we had a friendly match with Indian Railways. This resonates our commitment to empowerment, inclusivity, and community engagement. Let me now give a brief on the highlights of our bank's performance in the quarter ended September 2023. The total business of the bank reached 19.85 trillion, with a deposit base of 11.38 trillion and advances of 8.47 trillion. The deposits of the bank registered a growth of 9.04% YoY, Credit registered a growth of 9.5% as of September 2023. The operating profit of the bank reached 14,400 crores for the half year ended September 2023, registering a YOY growth of 19.8%, largely driven by 13% YOY growth in net interest income and 25% growth in non-interest income. Net profit of the bank stood at 6,748 crores for the half year ended September 2023 with a YOY growth of 98%. We are above our guidance in NIM by registering a continuous improvement to 3.18% for Q2 FY24 from 3.13% in Q1 FY24. The RAM portfolio registered a higher growth of 14.7% YOY as of September 2023. Retail grew by 14.7%, Agri by 15%, MSME by 14%. Out of the retail, we have registered a very good growth in education loan, which registered a growth of 50%, gold loan by 56%, and vehicle loan by 26%. The gross NPA has reduced by 207 bps to 6.38%, and net NPA has come down by 134 bps to 1.3. Provision coverage ratio of the bank has also improved to 92.03%, while credit cost has been brought down below 1%, that is to 0.81%. Return on assets has improved. Return on equity has also improved. Return on assets is 1.07 and ROE is about 17.97. The CAR has improved substantially from 14.5% to 16.69. CET1 ratio has improved to 13.05%. We continue to enhance our digital capabilities by onboarding new customers in our digital platforms. We have 24 million customers now registered on our mobile platform. The bank has rolled out many digital journeys covering both assets and liability products. We firmly believe that these digital journeys will not only enhance customer satisfaction but also translate into good business opportunities for the bank. We have rolled out several initiatives like the wealth management, the CRM Edge tool for our customer relationship, analytical center for excellence, and many more such new initiatives have been taken up. For better penetration of the market, we have also started extensively utilizing the services of our own bank subsidiary, that is the UBSL, for business expansion. We have also onboarded external domain expertise by recruiting CDO, CRO, wealth management, and head of merchant banking and credit cards, head for digital banking, and many more other external domains are also being taken up during this quarter and the next quarter. We understand that by bringing this external expertise, we will be embracing fresh perspectives, new ideas, and innovative approaches, and thereby increase our portfolio. Looking ahead, we see a lot of opportunity for the bank. In line with the emerging trends, we will remain committed on maintaining a strong balance sheet with a healthy growth and profit so that we stick to our guidance. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and we are now open for interaction. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mahrukh Adajania from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, madam. Congratulations to you and your team. So, ma'am, my first question is on deposit growth. So, you had excess SLR, which you have utilized, and you still seem to have excess LCR. So, could we expect deposit growth to remain in this range even in the quarters ahead till you utilize additional excess LCR? That's my first question on deposit growth. And then I have a question Last time you had explained, but if you could elaborate a bit. So your other interest income has been higher than your normalized level, and that's largely treasury-related interest income. But if you could elaborate on what has actually happened. And then, of course, your outlook on NIMs, because you've done when you were seeing so many other banks showing falling NIMs, your NIMs have actually improved marginally quarter on quarter. So given festive offers, do you expect to be able to hold on to NIMs at these levels?
Thank you. With regard to deposit portfolio for the year, we had given a guidance of 8%-10%, and we have grown by 9.04% in September 2023, and we hope to maintain that kind of a trajectory. As we have already told that we have got enough liquidity in the bank, we will not be that aggressive on taking bulk deposits, but our major focus will be on increasing the CASA ratio, CASA of the bank. The CASA, if you can see from the results, the SA portion has increased by 4.5%, so we will be concentrating on increasing the CASA balances in our bank. So for that reason, we have taken major strategies have been taken up for increasing the CASA. Like, we have started to have deep segmented approach for CASA. Specifically, I can tell you that we have started exclusive products for women, for salaried, for pensioners, for women entrepreneurs, and such like that. We've also, you know, put in place a concept of relationship managers, which was hitherto not there, dedicated relationship managers to take care of the top clients of the bank. We have started an exclusive vertical in the bank to concentrate on salary, current account, and relationship, all those things. We have also taken up the digital part, which will enable us to, you know, increase our footsteps and CASA. We also have onboarded, as I've earlier told in my opening remarks, wealth management and merchant acquisition and credit card also has been taken up. With regard to NIM, ma'am, we understand, yes, the markets have shown a little bit of decline, but we are sure that we will be able to protect our NIM at 3%. Going forward, there will be a little pressure on the margins due to the liability repricing, but I don't think that our NIMs will fall to a very great extent. We will be able to maintain the NIM at 3%. With regard to income,
ma'am, good afternoon, Samal this side. With respect to your third questions on the other income, you are right. This is basically come from our treasury for, you know, deployment of the temporary funds in various, like interest received from other banks, interest from RIDF, et cetera, interest from FRA, IRS, et cetera. So since we have some surplus fund available, so that is temporarily deployed. So that is the income, right? And also swap income.
In addition to that, RBI has swap income between Forex and domestic market, because Forex market yields are higher than the domestic market, which has been deployed in arbitrage swap, which is generated around substantial income in the other interest.
Sir, could you quantify the amount? Like, how much is what is the amount is higher than normalized?
It will be around 700 crores per quarter.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rakesh Kumar from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thanks, ma'am. A great set of numbers. Firstly, ma'am, this credit yield number for this quarter, so what is that is driving this credit yield number? There's a sequential rise. Previous quarter also, we have seen, you know, rise in the credit yield. This quarter also, we have seen a rise. MCLR at the moment is not that much. So, what is contributing to this rise in the credit yield? So, like, you know, is that the credit composition has changed, in the favor of high-yielding advances? If you could explain, and what is the longevity of this, you know, rise in the credit yield numbers in the coming second half. If you can help with that, you know, some understanding on that front would be helpful.
Yeah, thank you for the question. The yield we were able to maintain at 8.8%, and what I can tell you is here the 50% of my portfolio, that is advances portfolio, is MCLR backed, and repricing is happening on a quarterly basis, and we have seen that even in the present quarter and the next quarter I have almost 2 lakh crores of repricing yet to be done on my domestic advances. And secondly, if you have seen my improvement in CD ratio, that has also enabled the increase in my yield. And thirdly, we have phased out low yield advances. We have phased out in a very strategic manner. Last but not the least, I can tell you that we have increased our portfolio of the retail advances. If you've seen earlier, it was almost like 55-45. That was my ratio, retail and RAM. But we have now increased our RAM portfolio to 57%, and my credit portfolio, which gives you a lesser yield, I have brought it down to 43%. So all this mixed strategies has given me a better improvement in my yield on advances.
Got it. So if you can help us, ma'am, understand that maybe for Q1 and Q2, the portion of loan to MCLRs got the repricing.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Rakesh Kumar. May I request you to please use your handset? Your voice is not audible, sir.
No, I got the question. The bank's domestic advances, 50% of my domestic advances is classified under MCLR. Quarter-wise, if I can tell you, in Q1 and Q2, we had repriced about 1.1 lakh crore of the MCLR, and for the Q3 and Q4, it will be about 1.2 trillion of the domestic advances under MCLR will be repriced.
So 1.2 trillion is cumulative number which is coming
from? For Q3 and Q4, that's the cumulative number. For this quarter, if you want the breakup, it's about 58,000 crores. And for Q4, it will be about 66,000 crores.
CD side, ma'am, because CD increased this quarter. What proportion of CD is
increasing in the Q3? Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Rakesh Kumar. Your voice is breaking, sir.
CDs,
huh? I was asking that TD, term deposit, what proportion of term deposit is coming for repricing in Q3, Q4?
See, we have taken deposits as on September 22, the repricing had happened actually. So as on date, we do not have much of our portfolio which will be repriced in Q3 and Q4.
Okay. And what is the reason for such a sharp in the, processing charge of advances? Like, so this quarter also we have close to around 418 crore number processing charge on advances, part of the other income number. So why there is such a sharp jump, ma'am?
See, if you've seen, my portfolio has also increased, and plus, there are a lot of review and renewals will come up in the Q2 part of the Q2 part of the year, and that is why the process. See, this is a legal income that the bank has to get. First of all, you should all understand this, and then we have been doing our renewals and review right in time, and that's the reason there has been. The processing fees has been increased. It's not that dramatically. If you can see that my portfolio is not, in the corporate structure has also not increased. But the bank is very prudently looking at renewals and review of the term loans, and accordingly, my processing fees has also gone up.
So this run rate will continue as.
Yeah, it will surely continue. We are If you see, because it's a festive season, some of my portfolio we will not take processing charges or the reduction will be there. But however, this run rate will continue.
And the sundry interest income received, I think, you know, last quarter also we had discussed, this quarter also this is quite sizable number. So this is interest income on the income tax refund which is sitting in the non-interest income line, which is still, this quarter also we have got quite sizable number, ma'am.
Yeah, this quarter also we have got some income tax refund. We got 255 crores. So they are actually, the pattern is not, you know, something, even when the department, they complete the assessment and reject the refund, we get that. Of course, we do a lot of follow-up with them for early assessment and refund. That is one thing. So we get that. That interest portion of that one. The other part of the treasury income, which we have already explained now when Madam Maruf has asked the question.
Correct, correct. So in the second half, this kind of income would not be there, no? This income tax refund on the IT.
Yeah,
this,
may not be, but it depends. It may come also. We are still following a certain assessments are pending. So if they release, we may get something. So this pattern is not, you know, it can be unusual. Like it can come, it may not come. So it's not a core income, right?
Got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ajcon Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving this opportunity. Congratulations, madam, for the fantastic set of numbers. There is hardly anything, I mean, which can be pointed out because on all the parameters, the bank has performed very well. And congratulations to you for raising the capital also of 5,000 crore at such a good rate, you know, 2,500 crore issue and doubled to 5,000 crore with the extra subscription. It's a fantastic job. Also for the rating upgrade because of your performance. And congratulations and welcome to our ED, Rudraji, to this bank, Union Bank of India. And he said that, ma'am, I have got some certain discussion, certain point of information and some your idea on revision of some of the targets because of this performance. Coming first is our slippage target for the whole year is 12,000 crore, but up to September it is only 5,400 crore. So you would like to reduce this target, slippage will be more under control, number one. Similarly, on the recovery side also up to September, we have almost achieved about 7,800 crore. So whether the recovery target of 16,000 crore also may be upgraded, can we be a little optimistic on that? And can I get the answers of this and then we go on.
Yeah. Thank you, Ajmera ji, and thank you for all the compliments that you have given us. Of course, the guidance the bank has given was on the beginning of the year, but we will not be revising those guidance. We have as against 12,000 crores, we have done about 5,404 as you rightly pointed it out. But this is the maximum line that we have kept. We will try and keep the run rate below 12,000 crores. And with regard to recovery, we have kept the maximum limit of 16,000 crores. As you can understand, last year, even though we kept the guidance of 16,000, we had done about 20,000 crores. But for now, we will not be revising the guidance. We will maintain the guidance and see that we surpass those guidance levels.
Point well taken, ma'am. We had already discussed in the earlier question about CASA. You know, perennial, in fact, our CASA ratio as compared to some of the other peer banks is low, you know, at around 34%, 34.5%. And because of that our NIM is also, in the range of the 3.1 or something. So while you are taking, you said, actions on increasing the CASA, can there be some more aggressive or out-of-box thinking to increase this CASA ratio over the period of time so that we also match with the other banks of going beyond 40% or so? Is there any thought to remove some of those obstacles which comes in the way for CASA for us?
So, Ajmera ji, Saxena this side, and as already told by MD, the deposit growth what we have seen in the September quarter is 9% against our guidance of 8-10% overall, and within which CASA has grown at a YOY rate of 4.5%. Now, actually, what we have been doing, we are analyzing how the market is performing in CASA and how our bank is positioned vis-a-vis our peers and all PSBs put together. So the figures for September are not available, but we have seen till June, and what we this analysis tells us that yes, CASA has become a little competitive area definitely, and there is the growth is a challenge in this sector. What we have seen in savings, CASA put together, term deposits and total deposits, Union Bank so far is performing quite well when we compare and see the comparative position. So we are almost second or third highest in terms of growth in all these individual and overall total deposit parameter. Having said that, see, CASA is definitely an area of focus. We have added, despite the challenge in the low ratio, CASA ratio, around 16,500 crores is what net CASA we have added year on year figures. And lot of initiatives have been taken. So if I have to share few of them, some initiatives that already been implemented and some that are going to be implemented in due course. So maybe share a few of them. So what in the opening remark MD has also shared. So we had gone for product improvements. What we had found that our salary share of SB was low compared to other players and the private players. So we improvised on our product. Today our product, we can boast of the best of the product in the industry in terms of corporate salary accounts. We are having the best product in the industry. We have also looked at customer engagement, product per customer. We have also revamped our mobile app to include more and more services. So these are all implemented things, and we are seeing some benefits going to come, is coming also. Going forward also, we are seeing the onboarding experience should be a smooth one. So the video KYC is going to enable the online digital account opening end to end. That experience we want to give. We also have our own set of marketing officers and branches which are mobilizing the CASA business, but to reach out to a wider segment, they are not sufficient. So we are engaging our own subsidiary and the workforce available there, the UBI itself, to engage more and more, mobilize more and more CASA business. So those and many more are the strategies that are going to get implemented, and CASA will remain our focus going forward.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Ajmera. Maybe the question that you return
one
question.
Can you permit me for one more question? One more question, please.
So maybe request you to return to the question queue for follow-up questions, as there are several participants waiting for their turn.
No issue. Thank you. No problem.
Thank you, sir. Our next question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Maybe request you to use your handset, please.
So I have a couple of questions. Firstly, in terms of, as the chairman has mentioned, the merchant banking and wealth management business, if you can throw some more light by when we can, build this business, wealth management and merchant banking, and how many credit cards we have operational right now. So some light on those businesses. And my second question is regarding the income tax. So in the H1, if I see our provision for tax is almost 36%. So it will remain at that level, or for the full year, it will be lower in the H2, and for full year, we will be at 25%. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the question. We have started the credit card, we have actually onboarded, head of credit card and merchant banking actually. And our card base is now increased as of September to 7.27 lakh as against what it was at 5.5 lakh in September 22. We aspire to reach at least 1 million card by end of the year. And we also started the we have started the STP journey for existing customers for issuance of credit card. That's about credit card. And with regard to the bank assurance or the wealth management here, the bank has got two partners in the area of life insurance. We have got good partners with regard to general insurance, and with health also we do have some of the products. Now the marketing, we are also onboarding wealth managers or what we call as relationship managers for our high net worth clients, so that using the analytical tool and lead generation, we will be able to effectively talk to these customers and onboard them to our wealth management. And in fact, as our ED has also told in the when he is talking about CASA, we are also looking at PPC, increasing the number of products per customer. All this will enable us to increase not only the fee-based income, but also to increase the stickiness with the customer. Yes.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Dixit Doshi. May we request you to use your handset, please, as there's disturbance from your line, sir?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my second question was regarding the income tax. So for H1, it was almost 36%. So for full year, it will be 25% or will remain at these levels?
Yeah, this is Samal Desai. You have seen the first half, it is 3,879 crore, which almost coming to that percentage, 36%. Mostly is on account of the, reversal of the deferred taxes. Current tax is only 1,217 crore and 2,662 crore is the reversal of deferred taxes. So the bank is actually planning to move to a new tax regime this year. So because of that, the current tax will remain at 25%, but there will be a one-time reversal of the deferred tax asset. That has to be recasted from 35% to 25%. So we'll have a one-time impact for on account of that. So put together, because of the one-time reversal, so our whole year tax provision could be around 35%, which will be same as the old tax rate. But then going ahead, next year onwards, it will be brought down to 25%.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jai Mundra from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, ma'am, and congratulations on a great set of numbers. My first question is on margins. Right, so within margins, we have seen a sharp rise in the yield on advances. Maybe the MCLR portfolio is repricing with a lag, and you have done successfully very well there. You also mentioned that some 58,000 crore rupees of advances will come for repricing. But what is your sense on the yield going forward? Can they still rise by let's say the similar proportion at 30-35 basis point, or the incremental rise will be limited to 5-10 basis point?
So good afternoon, Ram Subramanian here. See, yield on advances, it is as already we have discussed about this, there are many factors contributing to that. Major is that we have repriced our MCLR advances to the large extent in the quarter, and this quarter also we are getting some around 58,000 is going to be repriced under the new MCLR regime. But the yield on advances, it will be purely depending on the market demand and supply. So going for the present condition, we expect that we will be able to maintain or little above the current rate, we will be able to do that.
Right. Understood. And secondly, sir, the similar question on yield on investment, right? In a rising rate scenario, YOY yield on investment have risen at a decent pace. But do you think, in the last two quarters, it has almost, it has been flattish to stable. Do you think there is some more scope in yield on investment also, or which can contribute to the margins, or you know that contribution should be small?
Definitely, because our AFS portfolio consists of liquid investments, treasury bill to the extent of 40 to 45 thousand, that will be replenished with the high yield securities over a period of time. Definitely, we will be improving 10 to 25 basis point improvement in the yield on investment also in the coming days.
Oh, great. Okay. And if you can quantify the TWO recovery that is there in the NI interest income line this quarter.
That is PWO recovery. PWO recovery in current quarter 856 crore.
No, sir, in NII, sir.
That is okay. So that is the dummy ledger recovery we say. That's around 700 crore roughly.
So that even for the last quarter it was also 600 crore something, right?
Yeah, both Q1 and Q2 it is around 1400 crore. 1400 crore both Q1 and Q2.
Right. Understood. Okay. And then secondly, ma'am, in your opening remarks you mentioned that, you know, the bank has of course filled a lot of position laterally, CEO, CRO, wealth and credit card heads. And you also mentioned that there are few openings that you intend to fill in the coming months. So if you can specify, I mean, which positions the bank is trying to fill further?
We will be taking on role our chief economic analyst actually, and the chief compliance officer, and CFO also.
Okay. Understood.
And we are okay. Also recruiting, you know that we have got Union Learning Academies that are the training centers which are, you know, highly expertised in certain areas. So we have around 9 ULAs, you know, for various sectors like marketing, for operations, for credit. So we are also taking 7 ULA heads for those also we'll be taking. And further domain experts of the middle management, and the level of digitization, senior domain experts in debt syndication, all those areas we are looking to take from the market.
Right. Okay. And yeah, so ma'am, and on the retail book, right? So we have done the retail has been focus area, and you know we have been increasing the feet on street. So I have two questions. A, what is the feet on street right now? And B, out of the entire retail portfolio, you know, how much is the portfolio which is buyout portfolio or is not originated by the bank?
So, feet on street, we can say that we have got DSAs actually. We have got our own marketing officers, and as we have already told you earlier, we have a subsidiary, the UBISL, who gives us a lot of inputs with regard to distribution of loan products for recovery and sales, and so that is how our feet on street works, and we are using all these tools for increasing our spread. What is the second question? Pool buyout is negligible. It's around in the whole bank the pool buyout is close to about 1400 crores.
So the entire retail book is originated by the bank only.
Yes,
right?
yes.
Understood. And last question on asset quality, ma'am. So we have done, the experience in the last few quarters has been phenomenally well, and the net NPAs now have come to 1.3%. I wanted to ask, you know, if the, assuming the credit environment remains as it is, would you be, keen to put some buffer at this point of time as a standard assets buffer, or, you know, you would keep declining the net NPA? How would you be balancing the two? As of now, I think we do not have any significant buffer apart from the, let's say, maybe the 10% on restructuring, but how are you looking at, you know, creating a buffer versus reducing the net NPA?
Yeah, immediate target for us is to bring down the net NPA below 1, which is the immediate target. But going forward, what you said also, we are also looking forward to create some additional provisions, which we have done somewhat. But further additional provisions we will do in the standard assets category also, depending upon the availability of the profits and all. But immediately, first target is to bring down the net NPA below 1.
Thank you. Mr. Jayamundra, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions as there are several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nitin Agarwal from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi, ma'am. Good afternoon and congrats on good results. I have two questions. One is on the yield, which has been talked like there has been a very sharp increase Q-on-Q on the lending yields. And so I just wanted to understand as to how is the bank's ability to pass on the interest rate, because when you look at a portfolio yield going up by 37, then there will be borrowers who are seeing a 90-100 basis point increase in their borrowing rate. So how is the bank's ability and incrementally how do you see that progressing?
Sir, Ramasubramanian here, sir. As I already told, no, this is because the major is we our yields on advances have been passed on to the customers on a phased manner. So we have already done around 50% of our portfolio, MCLR portfolio has been already repriced. Remaining will be repriced during the current and the next quarter. At the same time, if you are looking at it, our retail RAM growth, which where we are, our yields are a little more. We have increased from 55% to 57% now, our total advances. So these two factors combined together, it has increased our yield. And presently, market also, it is like that only because we have to, there are, in the corporate sector, there is a lot of competition is going on. So we are more focused on the retail segment where we can get a good yield. That's what it is happening, sir. And as I already explained that we are very, very hopeful that this we will be able to protect and increase it further.
And to supplement what sir said, our CD ratio has improved by 2%. We had a 74% CD ratio, which has gone to 76%. So these 2% of the asset which has basically moved from our investment portfolio to our credit portfolio, investment portfolio is having the 6 plus yield while the advances portfolio is having the 8 plus yield. So as a result of shifting of our this portfolio, our overall yield on advances has improved.
Right. But sir, my question was also around like how forthcoming the borrowers are to see such a big change in their borrowing rate. Is competition not limiting your ability to pass on the rates?
Sir, this MCLR, which is basically charged to the corporate customers, is not done something immediately because the MCLR depends upon the deposit incremental deposit cost. So it being revised kind of 5%, 10% over a period of time. And there is also a time lag. And most of the borrowers also know that when their particular interest reset in MCLR is due, so they know it well in advance, so they accordingly they also factor. So that is what. And the other thing is that no customer is going to leave because of the MCLR reset. Wherever the deserving cases are there, good performance and other based on the risk appetite, we of course give certain concessions and all. But largely, we are sure that we are able to pass on the interest, that MCLR revision to most of the borrowers.
Right, sir.
And that we should not create any major problem in terms of, issue in terms of customer leaving to other banks. That will not happen. That experience shows that is not happening.
And in case of the retail borrowers, the RBI has also given the dispensations to extend the tenure as per the request of the customer. So basically the customers are not feeling very high pinch on account of the increased rate of interest, but the tenure is getting adjusted with that.
Got that. The second question that I have is on operating expenses. Therein the growth rates have been quite controlled. And so what quantum of wage provisions have we made during the quarter, and what level of wage hike are we building in?
As we have also mentioned last time, so we are providing at the rate of 15%. Historically, that's what we expect that when the settlement happens. So that amounts to around 110 crore per month, so 330 crore. That is what we provide.
We actually started providing from November 22 onwards. Now, that's the date when the, it will be effective, salary revision. So from November 22, we are, providing.
At the rate of 15%, right?
Yeah.
15%,
yes.
Right. And ma'am, my last question is on the treasury. We have been reporting very strong treasury performance. This quarter, we have seen some private banks reporting losses also, the treasury front. But Union Bank has been consistently making very healthy treasury gains. So if you can comment on the outlook, because of late, we have seen some rise in the bond yields again. How are we placed, and what is our cutoff yield on the treasury?
Yes. After the MPC meeting, there were some discussion on OMO sale by the Reserve Bank of India. In addition to that, U.S. Federal Reserve's consistent hiking the interest rate with the higher inflationary trends and continuous outflow on account of FIIs taking away the money. All those factors are very critical for rate movement. However, RBI has supported, telling that they will control the volatility by way of improving the liquidity in timely manner. And during the coming quarter or by June, there will be indexation of JP Morgan bond that will give a support to the market. Overall trend is, yes, the interest rates have already peaked, but the stress is that there will be further scope for another 10 to 15 basis point hike, not below, beyond 7.50. And as far as Union Bank is concerned, our duration is at 1.19. We will be able to comfortably add wherever possible and generate required interest as well as trading profit as and when the opportunity emerges.
Right. Thank you so much, sir. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ashlesh Sonje from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi team, good afternoon. A couple of questions from my side. Firstly, if I look at the unsecured personal loan book, that has been broadly flat over the past three quarters at around 12,000 crores. Any reason why this growth has been sluggish? Sequential growth?
Unsecured lending rate, we are not, 11,000 crores is what the book is, and it remains to that extent only. And, our total personal loans is, out of that, 70% is almost the salaried employees, and some extent is, of course, from credit card business. As we go on to increase our credit card business, this will see a little bit of growth. But, with regard to personal loan, we are just taking it up only with the salaried employees. So that's the reason there is not much substantial increase in that product. But as and when the credit card business grows, we will see some unsecured lending on personal loan.
Okay, but any trends that you are seeing on delinquencies in this book as of now?
Delinquencies has, the NPA on personal loans is about 1.5%, and slippages we have seen to the tune of about 1%.
Okay. Ma'am, and secondly, a question to CFO, sir. Can you explain what would be the balance sheet and P&L impact of moving to the new tax regime?
This will be, 10% savings will be there on the, total taxable profit. So current year, as I told you, current year it will not be there, even though we are moving to lower tax, but the one-time impact of the write-down of the DTA around 2,400 crore is there. So therefore, the benefit will not be there this year because of this one-time impact. But next year, there will be a 10% saving in the post-tax profit.
Perfect, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sushil Choksey from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Congratulations to team Union Bank for excellent result. Based on some Q&A which we have already done, it seems that we are seeing that interest rates are going to peak out by the year end. Ma'am, am I right in understanding that?
So it is very difficult to forecast interest rates, whether it has picked up or not. But what we believe, in the next 6 months, it will not start reducing and it may remain at the same level. RBI also hinted that they will tighten the liquidity to control inflation. So they may not take route of hiking interest rate. That is what we believe at this point in time.
How do you see the second half treasury income based on that reply? Our duration is 1.19. We will not having a much hit on MTM because portfolio is well protected. We are already at yields are at 7.35% as against 7.10 in September 30th. So there will not be any further hike we are expecting. However, if 10 to 15 basis point hike also happens, there may not be a much impact on our portfolio as such. It is totally been controlled by duration. We will ensure that we will minimize the MTM as and when the coming days.
Next question is based on various initiatives on retail, wealth management, digitization, new structures on corporate products. Where do you see your cost of income and what kind of digital spend are we likely to do for current year and years to come?
With regard to digital spend, of course, we have taken a budget from the board. It's close to about 1500 crores. That's what we have taken a budget and we hope to see that, you know, it is utilized during the year. And with regard to the yield on advances, we have already told you that we would like to maintain this kind of numbers that we are looking at. With regard to cost of deposits, we are not, you know, trying to increase the deposit numbers because we've got enough liquidity. We will take deposits at higher rate or bulk deposit rate only when I need it or when my credit growth is substantial. Otherwise, I've got substantial liquidity right now. So I feel that the cost and the yields will remain to whatever, you know, whatever rates that we have got right now.
How do you see your percentage in corporate and retail exam by the year end in the similar number or do we drastically decrease?
There are an internal you know, guidelines that we will be at 55-45. So we'll try and maintain that kind of a stand. It depends. Now the festive season has started, so retail lending will surely go up. So, and even the crop season is up. So we hope to see some better results in retail. The guidance, of course, was 55-45. We'll try and keep it to that level, or retail will be a little higher.
Thank you, and all the best for the years to come now.
Thank you, Chokshiji.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take the last two questions for the Q&A session. The next question is from the line of Akash Jain from Ajcon Global Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Congratulations team Union Bank of India for excellent set of numbers. My question pertains to the write-offs. The write-offs looks higher in this quarter at around 6,108 crores. So wanted a breakup on the regular write-offs and the technical write-offs and a color on the policy for write-offs, like what is the provision we do before writing off the asset and what are the regulatory guidelines towards the write-offs?
Yeah, we have, you know, if you see the balance sheet, the last year we had written off close to about 18,000 crores and during the current year also we have done, last quarter we did about 2,000 and this quarter we have done 6,000 crores of write-off. The bank has well laid down the write-off policy and accordingly the write-offs are being done. This is in various sectors that we do, whether it's retail or MSME, agriculture or large corporate, the write-offs are being done accordingly. And most, and all of them are technically write-off, but this doesn't stop us from not recovering from those written-off accounts. And these are all 100% provided accounts.
And these write-offs were in play for how many years?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Akash Jain, you're not audible, sir. If you could please use your handset.
And the write-offs were NPAs for how many years?
2 years. Old
these are different period of NPA and not having any specific period NPA only. It's a different period of NPA has been written off depending upon the possibility of recovery only. The accounts are technically written off. And these are fully provided accounts.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Akash Jain. Sir, your line is not clear. May we request you to use your handset, sir? We are unable to hear you, sir.
72,000.
The total portfolio of return of accounts is around 72,000 crores.
Okay. And what can be the expected recovery from this portfolio, say in next 3 to 4 years?
Sir, we have recovered close to 1,500 crores during the current year, and we hope to hit around 4,000 crores by end of FY24.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the last question is from the line of Rakesh Kumar from B&K Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Ma'am, so two questions. Firstly, on agri loan, the slippage run rate is a bit elevated at around 1,000 crore in this quarter. And last quarter also we had a bit sizable number on the agri fresh slippage. So any comment on that, ma'am?
Yeah, you know, the bank has got almost 59% of the branches spread in the RUSU areas. So we have got substantial numbers, and you know that the bank has two major banks, Corporation and Andhra Bank was also amalgamated, who also had a good substantial, you know, number in the agriculture advances, and accordingly we are, you know, growing the advances portfolio in under agriculture. Plus the government has also come out with various schemes under the agriculture schemes, like, you know, the dairy farming or agriculture infrastructure and the CPG, food processing. There are so many such industries that have now been added apart from the traditional KCC, and that's the reason that it has grown. Plus, we also have grown substantially in the agriculture gold loans, and these are all has helped us in the grow in the agriculture portfolio.
Okay. Secondly, ma'am, this LCR number that, you know, that has fallen to 145% from 161% on a sequential basis. It's a very, like, you know, very sensitive number that for us, that, you know, deposit growth is like, you know, like below 1%, and we are like, you know, our total domestic investment number is flat, marginally lower, and duration is also not changing much. So what is the reason that, you know, LCR is falling so much, bulk deposit ratio number is also same at around 27%. So if you can explain, like, you know, why there is such a sharp fall in the LCR?
Yeah, so if you look at LCR number, this is still substantially higher than the regulatory requirement. So idea is not to keep surplus liquidity beyond the level, because there's a balance which we need to make between making profit and keeping liquidity. So we'll keep on maintaining liquidity at a comfortable level, including LCR, and this is still above the threshold required by RBI. And we were conscious of this fact, and it's a conscious decision which we have taken to keep at this level.
You know, I understood that, sir. But only question that we have is that, sir, why, like, what is that, you know, change in the operations, in the numbers? At least what is there in the PPT, we are not, you know, very well placed to understand what is the reason for such a sharp fall. Like, the LDR is going up marginally and all that. That understood, but still, like, you know, more than 10% fall on a sequential basis. Like, you know, just because it will limit
our opportunity to use the, you know, extra liquidity that we have in the future quarters?
Yeah, I am Sanjay Rudra here, Rakesh ji. Now, if you see the liquidity position, in fact, if you see the post-demonetization, the LCR was in the range of 175%-200%. But it is not good to maintain such a high liquidity ratio. So gradually, over a period of time, the LCR came down. And we cannot deny that there is not as liquid a market available as on today as it was earlier. So LCR will come down, and ideally, we will try to maintain the LCR. As against the 100, we will try to maintain our LCR above 110. 10% reduction in the LCR for in the Q-on-Q basis is not very high. It is in line with the market trend.
Okay. Got it. Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of our question and answer session. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, all of you, for your continued support. And I'm sure, and we all understand that the expectations of the investors and the analysts are there with the bank. And with the kind of trend that the bank has taken, the kind of steps that we are taking, the new entrants that we are taking, the new fresh innovative ideas that the bank is taking, we will be able to maintain the same kind of numbers. And we will reach out, or we will maximize the guidance that's been given and see that we fulfill whatever the guidance that has been given to us by ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Union Bank of India, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.